is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Just dial in toll-free. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-855-450-3733. You can, of course, join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where you will have the opportunity to actually create the content that you see there on the site. So if you see something online that you think's interesting or fun or useful, you can post it to freetalklive.com, and then other people who listen to the program and who surf the site will be able to vote as to whether or not they like or dislike what it is that you've added to the site. You get to vote on things as well, and the most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the website at freetalklive.com. It's the final week of the year, and we're here live, as we are 7 nights per week. We're going to be live on New Year's Eve as well, so be sure that you join us for that if you are nearby a radio or internet listening device. And joining you here tonight, it's Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. Mark, you've got some pretty interesting news about Ron Paul. I don't know if you've dug it up yet, but if not, we can talk about McDonald's and what they're doing out in California. But you shared some with me before the show started that really has, I guess, you seemed a little dismayed about.
Well, I was, I don't know that I'm dismayed. I'm surprised. I didn't know this had happened. I had made the previous prediction that the primary would pretty much be all wrapped up by Florida, which is, I think, January the 31st. I'd have to check that to make sure, but I'm pretty sure that that's the case. And it looks like there's a whole bunch of new rules that make it possible for the Republican establishment to steal the nomination from a candidate that they don't like. And this is from LouRockwell.com. Read it today. And it's lengthy, but I think there's really important things here that people need to know if they're interested in what's happening in the primary. New Republican primary rules are going to make it basically impossible for any candidate to wrap up the Republican nomination very early in 2012. In fact, the new Republican primary rules make a brokered convention much more likely, and they also make it more likely.
Brokered convention?
Brokered.
What does that mean?
Well, they do explain what a brokered convention is in here, and they're going to explain it better than I do.
Got it.
I've read the article twice through, but
understood.
You know, they know better than I do what a brokered convention is. So they make it much more likely the Republican establishment will attempt to steal the nomination away from a candidate that they don't like.
Who could that be?
Exactly. They didn't do this for this purpose. They've just done it to consolidate power.
You think they didn't do it to screw Ron Paul over?
I don't think so. I think that it was done ahead of time.
Well, I mean, what do you mean ahead of time? Like 7 years ago?
No.
Because Ron Paul ran in 2008.
I don't think that they had any concern that Ron Paul was going to be anything, any kind of a problem. I don't think anybody thought Ron Paul was going to be a problem until the last couple of weeks.
All right.
That's just a thought. How exactly will they do this will be discussed later in the article. The key is the most Republican primaries and caucuses will now allocate delegates using a proportional system rather than a winner-take-all system. Back in 2008, John McCain did very well in early winner-take-all primaries, wrapped up the Republican nomination very, very quickly. Nothing like that will happen in 2012.
Hmm.
In fact, at the field...
That's not necessarily a bad thing, is it?
I don't know. Well, I guess it would be bad if it goes into a brokered convention, and a brokered convention is run by the party elites, and the party elites don't want whomever may have come out on top or near the top in another system.
So there's more to it than just the proportional voting.
I mean, things change when the rules change, the things change, and it throws the game out of balance to some extent. Now, I assume Ron Paul's campaign staffers know this. I sincerely hope they know this, and they're playing the game by those new rules. And the rules aren't going to be as easy to win because the strategists haven't had as much time playing the games. So anyway. It'll be very difficult for any candidate to accumulate more than 50% of the delegates by the time the Republican National Convention rolls around. As will be discussed later in this article, that will move the power into the hands of the Republican establishment. First, let's try to understand what these...
As though they didn't already have the power, but okay.
They
get more now.
Less.
They're getting more power.
Yeah.
I think they're firming it up.
Yeah, right. And this is kind of what they did with the third-party rules with the McCain-Feingold Act. Is that right? That made third-party rules, essentially made it impossible for third parties to win on a national level.
Looks like the Republican convention is August 27th.
Okay. So let's try to understand what these rules are. Sadly, it appears that even most Republican voters don't understand how things have changed. I certainly didn't, and I probably pay more attention than most folks do. The following rule was adopted by the Republican Party back in August 2010. Any presidential primary, caucus, convention, or other meeting held for the purpose of selecting delegates to the national convention that occurs prior to the first day of April in the year in which the national convention is held shall provide for the allocation of delegates on a proportional basis. Now, hilarious part is, except Florida.
I don't understand.
I don't either. You don't understand.
So Florida's going to be winner take all, and all the other states are going.
Yes. So the rules are for every other state. Here it says this new rule means delegates will be apportioned in two candidates on a proportional basis in Republican caucuses and primaries that are conducted prior to April 1st. One notable exception to this rule is Florida, which got approval to remain a winner-take-all state. So Florida would be very important.
Approval from whom?
The Republican committee or whatever,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's the Republican Party adopted.
The executive committee of the Republican Party is the ones that are doing this, aren't they?
Yeah, that's what it looks like. In addition, all the states that are now using proportional representation do not allocate delegates the exactly same way. Each state has a slightly different election rules. But in general, most of the primaries and caucuses held before April 1st, delegates will be awarded to multiple candidates instead of to just one single candidate.
That sounds fair and transparent to me.
So how does this work? I mean, Mark, you are in the Republican Party in New Hampshire.
I have registered as a Republican.
Okay, well, as I understood it, you were talking about running for some sort of political office that is actually an office within the Republican Party,
sure,
or something.
Yeah, I'm going to probably do that.
Where you'll be some kind of a delegate? Was that a delegate's office?
I don't think that it'll make me a delegate for, like, the president. It'll make me a, I don't even know what the term is.
Right, so how would one become a potential delegate?
I guess you have to be in the Republican Party, I would assume.
Which you say that you are, right?
I would assume you have to be up in the Republican Party in order to be one of the delegates.
These
right?
are things that you may want to. As somebody who's you are active to some level within the Republicans, these are things you may want to learn about. In the case that somebody needs to go to this thing to support Ron Paul, right? I mean, isn't that the idea that you'd have delegates from which to choose, and then Ron Paul gets a certain percentage, so a certain amount of those delegates will go?
Well, I know that I signed up a piece of paper to be a Gary Johnson delegate.
But he's dropped out now.
He has, and if he would have won like 70% of the New Hampshire primary, which no one is going to get, I would have been named one of the delegates. So, and I think there's like 10 or 11 or 12 of them or something like that. I think I was 10th.
Okay, so they've changed most of the states to proportional representation as far as who wins the primary in the. And these are people that go physically to the convention, and then they decide at the convention,
yes,
who the winner will be?
That's correct.
Got it.
As I understand,
Florida is winner take all, so except for Florida.
Except for Florida. Yeah, Florida just gets a nice nod. I don't know why that is. So consider the 2008 Republican nomination contest. John McCain secured an essentially insurmountable lead on February the 5th, Super Tuesday. Senator McCain had become the front runner heading into Super Tuesday by winning three key primaries, South Carolina, Florida, and New Hampshire.
So essentially Tuesday is no longer super. No,
it's right. Not a super, not nearly a super. His gotcha. Average percentage share in those contests was just 34.5%. He never even broke the 40% threshold. Even on February 5th, he won only three states with majority of the vote. Although McCain on Super Tuesday did not capture a majority of the popular vote and did not, in fact, ever reach majority of 50% of the votes cast in primaries, McCain's disproportionately large delegate count forced his leading opponents to drop out of the race.
Mm-hmm.
But if it would have been changed, if this new system went in place, in 2008, the Republican primary contest was decided quickly and relatively painlessly only because there was a winner-take-all rules. These rules have been changed, and if you take the current proportional delegate rules and apply them to the results of the 2008 race through February the 5th, then the race is still heavily contested. It would be Romney. Romney would actually be ahead of McCain by 8 delegate votes.
This is after when? At what point?
This would be in April.
Well, it's going to change the game.
Today's rules to
right.
the last
I'm more concerned.
Excuse me, February 5th.
This doesn't sound like a bad thing necessarily, but the problem is that now, instead of at the polls, this will not be decided at the polls, it will be decided at the convention. We'll
That's
get
right.
into that in a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold, hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, pandemic, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Mini course that will prepare you right in your own home. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to a 7-part urban survival mini course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. freesurvivalminicourse.com. freesurvivalminicourse.com or call 800-366-5138. 800-366-5138. You'll be glad you did.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and bring up whatever you want. The number is 855-450-FREE, and it's brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and you can watch, listen, and interact over on the webcam at cam.freetalklive.com. There's a chat room built into the very same page for your convenience. You can also go there and enjoy for free. cam.freetalklive.com. And SACL CAI has a full orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, and they record every call and have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. You can see their banner right at the top of our banner column over at freetalklive.com. Once again, freetalklive.com. Joining you here tonight, it's Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
We're talking about a piece, Mark, that you're sharing with us from the LouRockwell.com site, a very popular liberty-oriented site. And they're outlining some changes that have come to and are being applied to this particular election season, specifically regarding the Republican primary. Now, from what you've explained so far, I'm going to see if I can recap, because I find this all very complicated. I think they try to make this...
Do you mean boring or complicated?
Both. Okay. I think they try to make this system, because if it was interesting, it'd be less complicated, right? So let me see if I can recap this. Now, what I learned during the break, what you explained to me during the break, was that the primaries have never been selected, or the candidate has never been selected by the primary. They're selected by the delegates at the Republican convention, which are selected by the primary. You say that the delegates in the past have had to vote for the person for whom the won the primary, but still, it's later at the convention that these things happen. So now they're changing it to be where the primaries that happen, except Florida... The primaries will be proportional as far as their vote getting going
right.
to the candidates.
Previously,
goes.
It was winner take all.
Right.
Now it's proportional.
So now they're literally going to have to go through all of the primaries up through April or
more
whatever.
Of them, yeah.
And then
many more of them.
So they're not all. They don't all end by April. There's some during the summertime or something.
Some of them do go past April, as I understand it. Let me take a look here. I've
so
got
they put
it,
some arbitrary
up.
Deadline down for April. And then these candidates that hang on through this whole process.
Cause after April, there's still quite a few states after
so those
April.
Other ones aren't going to count? They're not going to get delegates? Or
well, no, they're just not forced to be winner-take-all. No, they're not forced to be proportional, excuse me. They can be winner-take-all.
I see. Okay. So when all these primaries are done... All of these delegates will be going to the convention, and then they will be voting for their candidate. So one of the big things that's changing is that it's less likely that candidates will drop out after the first few primaries. Is that my understanding?
Yes. You know, there's going to be – I guess it's not going to be decided in the first – by Super Tuesday now, mm-hmm. essentially.
Now, I see value in that for Ron Paul because, you know, presuming he's not going to win all these early primaries, and I don't see any reason why anyone would think he will. Maybe he will win Iowa. That'd be nice. But and I mean, he could win New Hampshire. I mean, who knows? We'll see. But you know, presuming
he's done quite well in New Hampshire polls.
Presuming he doesn't sweep up and like completely clean up these other candidates in these primaries, they're all going to likely continue on, and he's going to continue on, which means there may be more debates. There may be more opportunities for Ron Paul to get on television, and for more reason for him to continue on all the way through. To the convention.
And a lot more sweet, sweet ad dollars for local stations in these states. These
well, whatever. That's, neither here nor there. But so more than likely, most of these candidates will be going on to the convention. That's where the final showdown will be. But are there not changes now that are pretty negative to how the convention itself works as well?
Well, I don't know that it's a it doesn't seem like it's entirely changes. The races are just going to be closer because in the past
I thought you told me off the air. I don't think you said this on the air, but there was like some provision that would allow them to basically just toss out the vote or something and just have the executive committee decide on it. Did I misunderstand that?
Yeah, I think you did misunderstand that. Let me read the article here because asking me as your expert is not the way to go on this one. I'm reading an article.
I'm just trying to make sure I've understood what I've heard.
Learned
so far.
Today, and I've read it twice through, and I'm reading it now on the air the third time. So I mean, I understand a little, but I'm just figuring this out myself. This year, there'll be very few winner-take-all primaries. Most of those will be at the end of the schedule. It's from LouRockwell.com. This is going to encourage candidates to stick around longer. The more delegates that a candidate can accumulate, the more leverage that a candidate will have in moving into the convention. Right now, the Republican field is very crowded, and nobody has been able to take a commanding lead in the polls. The possibility that no candidate will be able to accumulate more than 50% of the delegates by the time of the Republican convention seems to grow by the day.
Mm-hmm.
If no candidate has won more than 50% of the delegates by convention time, then it's likely that we'll have a brokered convention. So exactly what is a brokered convention? Now, brokered conventions were possible in the past. This makes them highly likely.
Mm-hmm.
The following is how Wikipedia defines a brokered convention. A brokered convention is a situation in the United States politics in which there are not enough delegates won during the presidential primary and caucus elections for a single candidate to have a pre-existing majority during the first official vote for a political party's presidential candidate at its nominating convention. So you have that first official. Once the first ballot or vote has occurred and no candidate has a majority of the delegates' votes, then the convention is considered brokered.
Mm-hmm.
Thereafter, the nomination is decided through a process of alternating political horse trading and additional revotes. In this circumstance, all regular delegates who previously were pledged to a candidate who had won their respective state's primaries or caucus elections are released.
It's open.
And are able to switch their alliances to a different candidate before the next round of balloting.
Interesting.
It is hoped that this freedom will result in a revoting, resulting in a clear majority of delegates for one candidate.
I see.
So that's
very interesting.
It.
Okay. Did you follow all that?
Most of it.
Is there anything you're confused about?
No, I was actually trying to figure out how the proportional, what the other states are, because it's not very clear. It says one notable exception to this rule is Florida, and that.
But that's only before April, right?
You want to know the states before
yeah.
April? Oh, sure, I can rattle that off for you. I've got that pulled up. So Iowa's on January 3rd, New Hampshire's on January 10th, Nevada, a portion of it, is on January the 14th, the 21st has the South Carolina, and Florida is on the 31st of January, and then in February it's, I guess it's Maine for Republicans, and then maybe the rest of Nevada? I'm not 100% sure looking at that. Then Super Tuesday is Alabama, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Georgia, Minnesota, Missouri, Montana, New Jersey, New York, Oklahoma, Tennessee, and Utah.
All that's before April.
Oh, yeah. I haven't even gone down the list of everything that's before April.
That's okay.
Thanks,
right.
More than enough.
Right. I've named a bunch of states at this point. I don't need to name any more.
So would you say the majority of states will be having primaries before April?
I'd say yes, so. Yes.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So you're going to have a lot of this proportional stuff going on.
Well, it doesn't sound as bad as it sounded when you first told me about it.
One thing I like is that, as I understand it, I'm still getting a grasp on what's going on, but if you think about this, I believe that the candidates choose their delegates. At least that was what my understanding was happening with Gary Johnson sending me, his campaign sending me a piece of paper and asking me to be a delegate. Uh-huh. I think that's what I am.
Interesting.
Ron Paul people aren't going to switch their vote to anything.
I mean,
if these are
right,
real Ron Paul people, they're not switching their vote.
All right, more coming up here, 855-453. If you have any extra light to shine on this, you're certainly welcome to do so. Bring up anything you want as well. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
As we age, we lose both strength and muscle mass. Undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows is nature's most powerful food to gain back lost muscle. Virtually all whey protein powders or drinks have been damaged during processing or are high in sugar. This damaged whey causes a significant loss in the ability of the body to build new muscle proteins. The high sugar content will stop all the benefits of your growth hormone from causing muscle repair. By giving your body easily absorbed, undamaged whey, free of added sugar, you may be able to gain back lost muscle and strength. One World Whey is truly undamaged whey protein powder free of added sugar. Both young and elderly are reporting increases in muscle strength and size without any additional exercise. Go to oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com to read or hear some impressive testimonies to this effect. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold-weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. It'll give you the features there for free, so enjoy those features, including the mobile site. If you have a smartphone, you can just visit m.freetalklive.com for quick access to our live streams and the podcast over m.freetalklive.com.
Are you looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear? Man Venture Outpost carries knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment. If you didn't get what you were looking for Christmas, well, yeah, you can go get it at manventureoutpost.com, and you'll get it at some of the best rates on the internet. I mean, you know, the prices over there are phenomenally low. You can get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL at manventureoutpost.com. They're members in good standing, the Better Business Bureau, and they're family-owned and operated. You can get it quick. Get it from manventureoutpost.com.
Let's go to you and your thoughts. Crichton is on the line in Kentucky. You're on Free Talk Live. Crichton.
How are you today?
Super. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, we're talking about a broken Republican convention, and that's the subject for which I have direct personal experience with.
All right.
And I thought I would weigh in a little bit. Because
love to hear it.
I saw that same article, and there's a little bit of oversimplification there.
Okay, please clarify.
Well, it's a very complicated process. And each state does things a little bit differently in their own little way. But in a lot of ways, it's very similar to how the Electoral College works. But
yep.
A candidate does not appoint his delegates. He can nominate his delegates or some people to be his delegates. If he gets enough delegates, he always nominates enough to cover an absolute win. And then it gets distributed like an an order of hierarchy, but within within particular districts, like congressional districts, there's a certain number of delegates that go to the convention from that district. And in a proportional state, they're proportional, you know, however, based on the winnings, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there's also these at-large delegates. And the at-large delegates are usually party regulars, deeply seated regulars, who vow to vote for their appointed person, whoever they were appointed to vote for, once, and only once are they required to do so. After that first time, they can vote for whomever they please.
They defect after that. They can defect after that if they wish.
But wait, so it's only the at-large ones that can defect?
No. All of them can defect.
Gotcha.
After the first vote. But it's the at-large ones that are key. There's both in good and bad with going to a proportional system in the Republican Party here. Because last time, Ron Paul partly got screwed because of the first-past-the-post system. It contributed to his being cornered into the media realm, which says he can't win. Well, now it says the proportional will say, well, he can win, but they're going to have to fight all the way to the convention.
Mm-hmm.
And at the convention, they also have to fight. But here's where the advantage comes in. In the first past the post system they had before, if you had, like, you know, the classic 101 things to do till the revolution book, it describes you got your activist, your mole, your ghost characters that support these kind of things.
Yeah, this is Claire Wolfe's book. I think it's like 179 things you can do till the revolution.
Okay, bring this back in for us.
Okay, if what the campaign can do, not necessarily the campaign, but just general activists in general who want to participate in this, every state has a caucus in the Republican Party. Even if they're a primary state, if you go to a primary state, you go into an official vote by the state to vote for your choice, but you're not participating in the caucus. Caucuses states actually have the caucus at the same time, but every state has a caucus. The delegates are chosen at the caucus, and they're elected from within. So okay. What can happen is that if Ron Paul ghosts and Mole show up, in addition to the activists, if you got the people that are Ron Paul-like and cannot hide that fact.
Right. In your face, you Ron Paul people. Guys with the signs and the T-shirts, they show up in one group, and then other people show up just distributed throughout the caucus, is what you're saying.
Right. Not wearing red Ron Paul T-shirts, maybe even wearing Mitt Romney T-shirts,
mm-hmm.
whatever the case may be. They go and they put in their name in the hat to become a delegate at the National Convention. Well, first you have to be a delegate at the state convention, and it goes through a process. First the state convention, then you have a state convention, and then you do the same thing going to the national convention. But the idea is that if you can get enough people into the caucus, even if you're just
a point of clarification, is the caucus different from the convention, or is that the same thing?
No, it is not the same thing.
So you need to have people go to the convention and then the caucus, or is it the caucus and then the convention?
No, it's the other way around. The caucus comes first.
Got it.
The caucus is like a precinct or a county or a district convention
mm-hmm.
where it's not just simply you're showing up to make a vote. You're showing up to argue. You're part of the process. It is true democracy at its root basic form, and it's rather nasty.
You've been to one of these before?
Oh, I've been to more than one.
Uh-huh.
I've actually been to a Democrat one and a Republican one. You know, I'm a true mole. I'm actually I am a Republican precinct youth chair where I live.
Chair.
So let me see if I've got this straight, because I don't think I do. So first, you're saying Ron Paul supporters should find out when and where the caucus is in their state, whether or not there's a primary. You go to this caucus thing. That's a district, not a state thing, so there's multiple caucuses?
There will be a lot of them. Usually they're on the same day. They don't
so you go to the one
that's the primary?
No.
Okay.
Each other.
Okay. The caucuses have on the same day.
Before the convention and the primer.
Gotcha. So you go to the district caucus thing. Then at that caucus, they're choosing nominees for... What happens to the caucus again?
There's a lot of things that occur at the caucus.
What relevant to getting Ron Paul elected happens at the caucus?
They choose delegates to represent that district at the state and then ultimately...
At the state convention. Gotcha.
At the state convention. And then at the state convention...
And how are those delegates chosen? How are those delegates chosen at the caucus? Is it through a vote for who should be the nominee?
No. That's where the trick comes in. The vote is immediately local. It's actually they're like a committee, right then and there. You're having a Democratic committee now at the caucus. That's what it is, literally.
So who decides? I mean, how is it decided who goes on to the state convention at the caucus?
One person is there, nominates another person to be a delegate at the state level.
Okay, so Ron Paul guy comes in, nominates another Ron Paul guy, and a ghost comes in, nominates another ghost, that kind of thing?
Yes. And then the people that are there at the committee, at the caucus, right then, vote about who they want to be the delegate there.
And it's everyone in the room that votes? It's not like an executive committee?
There's no elected committee.
So what you're saying is, let me see if I got this straight. So you're saying if Ron Paul supporters, whether they be open by wearing shirts and signs or kind of moles by not, you know, being open at all about their support for Ron Paul, if they show up with enough numbers at these local caucuses, they can vote all their own people in to be the nominees for the possible moving on to the state convention where then the actual delegates will be chosen?
Not all, but they can dominate. And that's where the at-large candidates come into play. See, the goal of the Republican Party, by changing it to this type of convention rule, is to eliminate Ron Paul. But that's based on the assumption that we don't know how to use the caucus. But if we
interesting. I tell you what, I have more questions because I find this very, you know, detailed
esoteric.
And
esoteric.
Well, is it esoteric or
it's
is
tough
it
to? I mean, it's intended to be, isn't it?
Right, right. But at the same time, Ron Paul's a popular movement, and so if people want Ron Paul to win, they're going to have to get out.
It's
to
important,
this thing, right? More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be, and find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.
Beware the man with one gun, for he probably knows how to use it. Never has this been more true than with the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. The one rifle to have, if you could have only one. It's the perfect lightweight, hard-hitting, do-it-all bolt-action rifle. Affordable, versatile, and reliable. Delivers 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. Visit Ruger.com/scoutrifle or your local firearms retailer to learn more. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. It's mine, and it's American.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99. or a 16-day supply. While their 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in via the toll-free number, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Do enjoy the features you'll find there. Once again, freetalklive.com features, including the bulletin board system and more. You can go and get interactive in various different ways. And it's all free at freetalklive.com. But if you want to support the show, you can do that. One of the ways you can do it is by shopping with us over at shop.freetalklive.com. There are Amazon links there, and you click into one of those links, the one that's right for your country, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of your purchase. So go and get your shopping done. You can get almost anything on Amazon. Shop.freetalklive.com, free Super Saver shipping on a whole lot of their brand new items, even used items as well, in dozens of categories, which even include groceries. Shop.freetalklive.com. Although there is something, a few things you can't get at Amazon, and they don't sell firearms.
No. If you want to get a firearm, you have to likely go to your local firearms dealer or, look the newspaper or something like that. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle is an affordable, versatile, and reliable rifle. It'll deliver 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance in a variety of situations. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. It's a serious rifle for those serious about rifles. It's a very thick, it's not quite a heavy barrel, but it's a very heavy, thick barrel, and it's extraordinarily accurate. It's the perfect do-it-all bolt-action rifle where rugged, reliable Ruger meets the practical tactical. You can see the Gunsight Scout rifle at Ruger.com, or you can get it at your local gun dealer.
So we've been talking about this Republican rules change where they last year voted in some rules that are different about how the primaries and caucuses are tabulated and run and how the different delegates are chosen. It will now become a mostly proportional system of voting, which eliminates the ability for some candidate to really pull ahead in the early days and have the other candidates quit. So what we might see happen is most of these candidates may go all the way to the convention in August and just continue to kind of duke it out until then.
Which is, to some extent, is a good thing for Ron Paul. Because
more exposure for him.
It'll keep him in the race longer. And if people don't drop out, then you kind of, it keeps, how many, you can see how Herman Cain was holding on to some potential Ron Paul votes,
mm-hmm.
but you can't really see too many other candidates holding on to potential Ron Paul votes, you know what I mean?
Right, and if they quit, then they give their votes to somebody else, etc.
If you're a big Mitt Romney guy, the chances of you saying, oh, but my second choice is Ron Paul, isn't high. I'm sure that there are some people in there that are saying, well, Ron Paul can't win, I really like him on domestic stuff, and, maybe the military stuff a little bit, but I'm just going to go for the one that I think has a chance, like Newt whomever, whatever.
So we have Crichton on the line in Kentucky who has, he says he's been to some of these conventions before. And before you get to the convention, there's this these other processes that, that have to go on. And he's kind of been explaining this whole political system, which, as you described it, Mark, is esoteric. And it's intended to be that way to make it confusing.
And it's different in every state. He's describing
right.
Kentucky, and it's completely
maybe it's
different.
Not the same way up here.
Right.
Crichton, do you have any idea as to how the caucus process is different in other places? Because what you were describing before is that people who want Ron Paul to be nominated need to find out where their local caucus is, which happens apparently before the state convention, where they then nominate who will go to the state convention to possibly be chosen as delegates to the national convention. Did I get all that straight? Crichton?
Like you said, it's a very complicated topic.
Did I get it straight, though?
You get it straight, yeah. But I was speaking generally. Yes, I'm speaking from experience in Kentucky, but most states do things very similarly.
Okay, so it's likely that in most places, in most places there will be these regional or district caucuses that happen before the state convention, which happens before the national convention.
And to have ever heard about one of these regional, little regional caucuses, you really have to be active in the Republican Party. You have to be on their email list or whatever.
Yes, you have to be special. That is really the 1% in the public in the political sphere is to attend these caucuses.
And well, okay. So how do you get in? How do you get into one of these things?
You become a Republican one.
So they're checking at the door. Are they checking voter registrations at the door?
Yes, they are.
Okay.
You have to be a Republican in advance.
Got it. So I can't walk in as a Democrat then.
How far in advance depends on the state, but they will check your. Who you say you are. There mm-hmm. is no doubt about that. But you only, to attend, you usually only have to be a Republican.
Got it.
You have to be, like you said, in order to know about it, you're not just any Republican. You're not just the base. You're the 1% of the Republican political people.
Yep.
You make those decisions, and most of those decisions that occur in a caucus are very local in nature, and those occur early. You don't show up at a caucus hungry. And don't show up late. If you show up late, they lock the doors. If you show up hungry, you may or may not get a chance to eat. And it's brutal.
What's that mean?
It's a long process.
When you don't eat, Mark, it means you go without food.
Is that what he's specifically saying?
Yes.
Hungry could be used as an aphorism and your nasty attitude.
I mean, literally.
You mean an aphorism?
Is it an aphorism?
If you
all right,
get
look
breakfast, you're in trouble.
All right, gotcha. So actually eat
they
food.
Depending on the everything runs by the Robert's Rules of Order, the
okay.
parliamentary
oh, God,
order.
It's intolerable.
It's like town meeting. It can go for hours and hours and hours.
It can go for hours and hours. If somebody doesn't make the motion to let's take a recess for lunch, then it doesn't happen. If you leave early, you can leave early, but you cannot get back.
Can you bring a bag
late,
lunch?
Usually.
Okay. There's a,
but
that
you can't bring
problem.
It into the... You can't actually eat inside... a running meeting.
God.
So they
brutal.
Do it to you. Usually they'll feed you if they intend to feed you. But
unless they think a bunch of Ron Paul people are there, then they'll cancel that stuff.
Yeah.
Cyanide
and sandwiches.
All right. So how do you find out when this is? I mean, if you're not on the inside track, can you just show up at the local Republican meeting and then ask them? Or, like, what would you recommend the best way to do this? Will there be people who are on the inside who will leak the information out? I mean, how are people supposed to figure out where this stuff happens?
Oh, it's supposed to be a published date. There should be some way to find out. Call the local county Republican Party, the very local, most district Republican party organization mm-hmm. that you can find, and simply ask them. They should tell you.
And how soon is this going to happen in most places?
It's going to start soon.
Like the new year, like January, or what are we talking about?
It depends on the state, of course. Like I
When's
said,
it happening in Kentucky?
Actually, I don't know. I haven't been able to get an answer yet.
Oh, boy.
But Kentucky's... primary election is in May, and it's usually a few weeks before that. And it's always on a weekend.
Wait. So the caucus, the local district caucus is a few weeks before the primary, or the
yes.
or the state convention?
The primary.
The convention's after
I mean,
the primary.
No, I'm sorry, the caucus. The caucus is a few weeks before the primary, usually in Kentucky.
And then the convention comes after the primary?
Yes.
Okay, got it. All right, so is everybody straight on this?
I am. I've got it. I'm flying along with you.
So the suggestion here is that if you're a Ron Paul supporter and you want to get involved in this, it's a brutal political process.
You could have missed the boat already.
Well, that's not what I'm hearing him say.
No. None of them occurred before the turn of the year.
Right.
Wait a second. New Hampshire's primary is on the 10th of January. When is its caucus then?
I don't know. It can be the same weekend, but it won't be after the primary.
Got it. All right. Interesting. So the suggestion is that people who are Ron Paul supporters should find out when their local caucuses are. You're saying there are caucuses in every state, even if there is a primary. They're district caucuses. You go to these things, figure out how it is, when it is, by contacting the local Republican Party or the state Republican Party, and get the information from them. Spread it to the other Ron Paul people via social networking or whatever, so people know to show up, because showing up in mass is the best way to handle this. Show up as Ron Paul supporters. Show up as people that are moles, meaning just dressed nicely or whatever, not showing any sign of support for Ron Paul. Show up as people maybe supporting the other candidates. So
you're more likely to be a delegate, be voted in as a delegate
if you're wearing a Mitt Romney shirt. Oh, a suit? Well, yeah, that's probably the case.
That's where I was going with this. It's advantageous for Ron Paul's campaign to get at-large delegates who are not necessarily openly Ron Paul.
Right.
Because when they go to the broker convention, they have to vote for whoever they get, Mitt Romney's or whatever, the first time. Again, if it's a broker convention, they are also released after the first vote. And then it's a wide open game. Literally,
so after the caucus, then there's a state convention of some sort where the delegates are actually chosen for the going to the national party or the national convention.
The national convention delegates are chosen at the state convention.
And prepare for the brutal, horrible process of dealing with Robert's Rules of Order. My goddess, it is terrible. Thank you for the call, Crichton. I appreciate it. Give us an update as this continues in Kentucky with how it goes for you. I'm sure our listeners will be interested in that, those of them that are interested, at least in this whole process. Politics is so awful. I mean, I've been involved with trying to rewrite the bylaws. Rules of the party, the bylaws of a Libertarian Party like a decade ago. We used this Robert's Rules of Order. It made me want to shoot a shotgun shell into my brain. It was just horrible. Hour 2 is coming up. Free Talk Live.
DigEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis hit in interplanetary space. Venus Crumb is where swashbuckle meets steampunk in this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at DigEdPress.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Tombstone Pizza. With multiple varieties to choose from, there's a Tombstone Pizza that's sure to please your family. What do you want on your tombstone? Family dinner is important, but who said it has to be at the table? When life gets busy and the pressure is on, pull out the good paper plates and settle in for pizza and a movie. It's fun, easy, and memorable for the whole family. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.